Oh, that smells good. Something smells delicious in here. Or should I say someone smells delicious? What do we have here? I was told legends about you. Some royal omega locked away in a tower, waiting for someone to rescue them, to prove they're a loyal alpha. Was this your parents doing? Smart of them to keep a pretty thing like you away from everyone else. If you were walking on the streets, I'm sure an alpha would have no problem snatching you up, taking you for themselves. Oh, poor thing. You seem frightened. I would have thought the Royal Omega would have more guards keeping them safe from strangers like me. It seems the only thing left in charge was a dragon. Easy enough to take care of. Which means now there's nothing stopping me from taking you, Omega. And judging by your scent, you want it too. So fucking sweet. How long have you been alone, baby? That's far too long for an Omega. You've had to handle every heat by yourself. Are you still a virgin? Isn't that adorable? A fertile little virgin just ripe for the taking. How lucky for me. Your scent is practically begging for a strong alpha to hold you down and breed you. And I think that's exactly what I'm going to do. I don't see a reason why we should wait. I defeated the dragon. I unlocked the door. According to the legend, you're mine, baby. Meeting you would just be a formality at this point because we both know you aren't leaving here alone. You're coming back to camp with me after I take you for the first time. I don't want the others to have a chance to get their dirty hands on you yet. They might spoil you, tell you lies about the world and what's expected of Omegas. Have you been taught anything, baby? There's lots of things that you should know. You had dreams that the person who would rescue you would be your true mate. That your first time would be on your wedding night, playing the part of the blushing bride getting knotted for the first time. It's so cute how naive you are. That's not how it works for Omegas. You might be royalty, but you're still just an Omega. You're more of a pet than a person. You don't get to have things like a say in the matter. You're just a slave to your biology. A slut that is willing to take it from any alpha with a knot. It's in your Omega nature. You can't help it, baby. That's why it's important that I take you for myself. I can't risk an unmated Omega in my camp. Everyone's going to want a chance at you. Use you for free use. And I don't want to be getting sloppy seconds. Your first time is going to be with me. You're going to imprint on my cock. On my knots. Everyone else can come second to Alpha. Anyone who wants to use you gets to ask me for permission. It's what not sluts like yourself need. You've been deprived of an alpha for so long, who knows what kind of damage it's done to you? Why don't you present for your alpha, baby? Show me that you know how to do the bare minimum of being an Omega. Let me see that wet hole of yours. It's been shown that Omegas need Alpha cum to survive, or else they get moody. It's not healthy to deprive yourself of what your biology needs. I know you didn't have a choice when being locked in here, but I think it's important to know that you'll be in a much healthier state of mind once you take a knot. Those submissive instincts, they'll come flooding back, and you'll realize you were meant to be a happy Omega to an Alpha. You see, when Omegas are left alone, they start to get things like thoughts. And that never really does them any good. All Omegas need to do is listen to their Alpha and do as they're told. It's so easy. That's why it's all we expect from you. It's not like you can handle much else besides sex. Such a fragile little thing, baby. Shivering as your hole starts to leak in anticipation. There's no reason to be nervous. I don't want to hurt you. I want to make you feel good. Your body knows what it wants, and it knows I'm going to take very good care of you, Omega. But first, I need a little taste. Oh. Oh, you're delicious, baby. Such a sweet little hole for me to bury my tongue inside. Running my tongue along the outside of the entrance, flicking it in and out, lapping up all your slick. Oh, I can't get enough of you. Oh, so delicious, little slut. Oh, that's it. Don't bother to hold back any of your noises. I want to hear exactly what I'm doing to you. That's it. I'm taking my tongue so well. Yes, you are. Such a delicious fucking hole. I could spend hours down here just feasting myself on you. My head buried between your cheeks, hearing to those little noises of pleasure. Does my tongue feel that good? Say it louder. I don't think they heard you outside the door. I want everyone to know just how well you're being fucked by your Alpha. Oh, that's it. You taste so good. You better not come before I get my knot inside you. That's the main event, Omega. That's what you need most, to feel a knot inflating your hole. You want Alpha to breed you, don't you? It's what every good Omega slut needs. You need someone to knock you up, to show you your goddamn place. That's right, bitch. You've been a free Omega for far too long. Someone needs to remind you of your place, to show you how Omegas are really treated in this world. You think because you're royal you get special privileges, but you don't. You're a slut just like every other Omega whore out there. You're a dime a dozen, baby. So maybe you should show me why you have value other than being a pretty face. Oh, that's right. Moan louder for me, slut. Oh, so good for me. Why don't you practice your begging? Beg for my cock. Beg for my cock to replace my tongue in your hole. Keep going. Fuck. I've never been lucky enough to taste someone as sweet as you. I wonder if it's because you are royalty, or you're just naturally sweet. Either way, you taste better than any other Omega I've sampled. Such a wet fucking hole for me, baby. Fuck. You smell just as good as you taste. You're a natural at this. Sinking into the submissive feeling, embracing it. My scent is putting you at ease, trying to make you happy about the strong alpha in the room. My brave little Omega. If you thought my tongue felt good, you're going to love this. I'm going to be the first one to fill you up, baby. Going to knot this pretty hole and breed you just like a good Omega needs. You've been ignored for so long. I'm just helping you out. You'll be grateful for this, baby. Don't you worry. You'll be singing my praises and shouting your gratitude as soon as you feel my knots start to form. Every Omega always does. No reason to hold back when you're going to be my Omega. You should get used to this kind of treatment. Omegan sluts like yourself aren't usually treated that nicely. Oh, that's right. What kind of an Omega with self-respect would give themselves up like this? You didn't even try to fight me. You just bent over like a submissive royal. You let me slip my cock in you without even a sound of protest. That's right. This is what you were made for, baby. Not even protesting. Just enjoying the feeling of my cock opening you up inch by inch. That's right. Taking me so well, Omega. You might have royal blood flowing through your veins, but you are 100% bitch. A dirty whore who opens their legs to the nearest knot. It doesn't even matter who it's attached to, as long as it's going inside you, right? You're that fucking desperate. I've ignored your own cravings for so long. How many heats did you suffer without the bomb of alpha cum leaking out of your fuckhole? Oh, poor thing. You'll never have to worry about that again, slut. No, you won't. You're coming back to camp with me. Plenty of alphas to make sure you're always leaking with cum. Oh, it's what an Omega needs. A good one, anyway. You're gonna show me that you have the ability to be a good Omega, aren't you? No, that's right. You don't want to disappoint your alpha. I'm the one who's going to be taking care of you. Making me happy is your only priority. The sooner you realize your place as a whore, the easier it will be for you. I might even bring you back to your own kingdom once I get bored if you make me happy enough. It's not like I'm going to be giving you back right away. No, not when I get a chance to breed a hole as wonderful as this. Tight, wet heat sucking me in, hugging my cock as I fuck you nice and deep. It feels so good to take what I give you, doesn't it? Oh, that's right. That's because this is your place, bitch. Your place is underneath Alpha taking her knot. Oh, that's all you're good for. You were made to be a breeding bitch. A knot slut. You're nothing without an alpha. That's right. Not even protesting. You don't have the energy in you. Thought I was going to be some knight in shining armor, sent to seduce and woo you, but that all came crashing down, didn't it? You don't deserve the knight in shining armor. Sluts don't deserve anything except for this. Oh, that's right. A rough fuck and a nice breeding session with the rescuer. That's all that you're deserving of. Oh, and when you get back to camp, I'm gonna fuck you again. This time, though, this time I'll do it in front of everyone so they know you're mine. I'll let them borrow you after, but I need to make a public claim on you, bitch. They get to fuck you because it makes me happy seeing a whore being used. After all, that's all you are to me. A slut with a wonderful hole to find pleasure in. Whether you come or not, it doesn't matter to me, but... I'm sure you're desperate enough to come around my knot. You're practically thrumming with excitement, aren't you? You can't wait to take your first knot. To feel it expanding and breeding you like a good bitch. Submitting to a powerful alpha just like a good Omega should. You're a natural at this, baby. Keep following your instincts and being the greedy whore you are. Moaning as you get stuffed full of my cock over and over again. Oh, that's it. Pathetically holding your cheeks apart so I can watch myself sink into you over and over again. Oh, fuck. It feels so good, doesn't it? Better than any toy or fingers you had while locked away in here. Nothing's going to feel as good as the first cock that fucks you. That's right. Yeah, they say an Omega imprints on it. It's one of the only ways an Omega can come hands-free. I plan to make sure almost all of your orgasms are from my knot alone. I don't think the officers I'm gonna share you with deserve to make you come. They don't. That's something for alpha only. You're too stupid to control your own orgasm, so this is the best way we're going about it. It's for your own good. Everything I'm doing is for your own good, bitch. So say thank you to alpha. Good, Omega. That's what I like to hear. You sound so fucked out already. Does my cock feel that good? This is all you needed, isn't it? A cock in your hole fucking you, and you become a docile little plaything. Mewling, whining, moaning, trying so hard to be good for me, to take me even deeper. That's it. Be nice and loud so the people outside the door can hear what a good time you're having with me. Oh, my cock. Rushing against that special spot inside you as you let out another moan for me. Oh, that's it, sluts. Making me so happy. I think I'm actually proud of what a bitch you are. My nuts starting to inflate, causing your thighs to shake. Oh, you're going to look so good when I'm finished breeding you. I can already see it, my cum leaking out of your hole as you try to milk every ounce from me. Oh, I know you want it. You're so curious to see if alpha cum is as potent as they say. After all, you've been denied it for so long. Oh, I'll tell you now, Omega. My cum is that strong, and it's going to be extra effective on you since you've had no time around alphas. Oh, you're defenseless. Don't know how to protect yourself against alphas. And you'll never learn now. You're an owned bitch, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right. That's right, my Omega. You're owned now. You're not stuck in a tower. You're stuck by my side. Oh, fuck, that's it. Taking my cock just like a good slut should. Keep it up. Make me come and not you, Omega. That's your only fucking job. I know that you can do it. Yeah, that's good. Don't you dare stop, baby. You're making Alpha feel so fucking good. Actually doing what you're supposed to do as a slut. Oh, yes. Oh, feeling my nod inflate as the tip of my cock. Oh, it just keeps brushing against the sensitive parts. Oh, I want to breed you, whore. Going to look so fucking good with my cum leaking down your thigh, reeking of me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. No one's going to challenge my claim on you, whore. You're mine. You'll be mine until I grow bored of you, so you best keep me entertained, right? Oh, fuck yes. Such a tight fucking hole. Taking me so well right there. I'm getting so close, whore. Come on, you can do it. Make me come like a good bitch should. Don't you want to make your new alpha proud of you? Oh, fuck. Then clench around my knot like a good bitch. Make me come. Look at that, baby. I was right. It's all dripping out of you. Such a messy slut. You feel better now that you have a knot inside you, don't you? I knew you would. All Omegas do. All Omegas are the same. You think you want free will and you don't. You just want to be knotted and bred by some alpha. To be told what to do and protected and cherished like you're special. Like you're not just some random Omega locked in a tower. Enjoy your rest now, because when I bring you back to camp, I'm not sure when your next break will be. It's been a while since my other officers have had an Omega, especially one as cute and sweet as you. They're going to eat you alive, and I'm going to watch. How many knots can you take until you're begging for mercy, baby? That's quite the number. If you're close to how many knots you take tonight, I'll let you come again like a good bitch. You'll never be starved of Alpha come again, Omega. It's unhealthy.